I do think it's a good idea, not only, you know, from both sides, because there's a lot of abuse that goes on at the other end of the scale where we're very understaffed most of the time. And we don't get the support. I'm not saying that's an excuse for bad caring, because there's some good carers out there. You'll always get the odd ones that, you know, don't care, that it's just there for a job. But we don't get the support. It's a very, very demanding, stressful job. You can either do it or you can't. And I think it's a good idea, because these people that own these care homes, whether it be the council or privately owned, will probably, you know, get a kick up the backside and think, well, yeah, you know, we can't work on the staff.
Mm. You think it might actually help drive up standards then?
Oh, when you say that, like I say, you'll always get good carers, you'll get bad carers no matter where you go. Yes, I do in one sense, because obviously if you're working under staff, you're under stress, a lot more stress. So, you know, the pressure's on you. Mm. So you're cutting corners, whereas, you know, if you're fully staffed, then no. I mean, if you're doing your job right, why should anybody be worried about cameras being put in there anyway?
Yeah. One of the concerns is, by having a camera in there, that effectively says to both sides, we don't really trust each other. So you've got relatives of the person being cared for and the owners of the care home or the staff, whoever you want to look at, saying, well, we don't really trust each other. That's why we've got a camera in there. And it could spoil that relationship. Do you buy that?
To be honest with you, it's not just a trust thing. These things are happening in these care homes. And, you know, if some of the bad carers know that there's cameras up there, then they've got to do their job right, or don't work in care. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
It's all right saying that it's an infringement on your rights and things like that. But, you know, we've all got rights. You know, the carers have got a responsibility to go in and look after these people. That's their job. But we, as carers, have also got a right to be protected.
Mm.
We get verbally attacked. We get physically attacked as well. And we haven't got any support. I don't know anywhere where I can go after I've done a shift and been punched, where I can go and say, you know, look, this is that, because it shouldn't be happening, you know, on each side. If you're going into care, then don't go into care if, you know, you're that way minded that you're going to abuse these people. And to be honest with you, it shouldn't be the other way around either.
I'm pleased that you mentioned that. I mean, how often would you say that you are coming away from work having been hit, punched, whatever?
Every day.
Really?
Every day, yes, every day. Every day. But, you know, there's different care homes. There's dementia, there's challenging behaviour, which I do work in both of them. So, you know, it's a very, very stressful job. You know, I would like to say some of these CQC members come into these care homes and do a shift where you're being physically where you're getting abusive language and everything, and come and see how you feel after doing a 12-week shift. And probably they might look at it in a different way.
Yeah.
But I do think a lot of it, I mean, there's just lately a lot of care homes being closed because we're understaffed, and these care homes that's making big, big money are getting away with this, and they shouldn't be, you know.
I was going to ask, I mean, bearing in mind what you do and what you've just been describing.
Yeah.
What kind of wage are you on?
Terrible. It's actually just gone up from the minimum wage, because where I work...
From the minimum wage?
Yes, yes, and I've been on the minimum wage for the last 6 years. And I think as well, it's not just these private care homes or the council-run care homes, it's actually the government that need to book their ideas up and look at the situation and think, yes, people are living longer. People are, you know, we are needing more care homes. More care homes are being opened. And let David Cameron and the rest of them come and work on a 12-hour shift for £6.50 an hour, see how they feel, you know.